Now, Dr. Campbell, can you talk about your experience working in plant nutrition and explain how you first got involved in the nutrition and natural health profession?
I'd be very pleased to. And what happened was that my field was agriculture, and I got my master's degree at McGill in that field, then went on for a doctor's degree. And at Michigan State, I learned how to use very modern equipment for the analysis of plant tissue. And that instrument was called the Atomic Absorption Spectrophotometer. And it allows you to analyze many minerals all in one sweep. Very economical. Now, I began using that instrument on the analysis of plants growing under different conditions. And as a result, that knowledge led me then to all kinds of interesting experiences. For example, I worked for the Olin Mattson Chemical Corporation as their agronomist. And I traveled all over the United States, Mexico, Central America, and even South America. And the experience was extremely good. They were a very advanced company, introducing irrigation, better fertilizers, and anhydrous ammonia as a source of nitrogen. Well, anyway, to make the long story short, I then came back to Canada and worked at the University of Manitoba, where my field was the nutrition of plants. Now, that led eventually to having a program for trying to get agriculture in northern Manitoba. And so we had small units of plant protection units in 21 locations in Manitoba. We had a research center in Thompson, Manitoba, and even got up to Churchill. Now, the use of the atomic absorption equipment to analyze plant tissue was the first in Canada. Now, Corey, I have this to say, that plant people were 100 years ahead of medical nutrition of minerals. They still haven't a very good knowledge. They know about calcium and iron, but beyond that, they're not very knowledgeable. Well, anyway, the results were so spectacular in improving plant production in the greenhouses that I decided it should work for people as well, using hair to analyze for minerals. And so I used the students at the university as my guinea pigs to get samples of hair and test them. And it just went beautifully. So I decided, when I retired in 1975, to open my own business called J.D. Campbell Enterprises, in which I would be involved with the analysis of human hair, also for animal hair as well, and then supplying the minerals that were required to make people healthier. And that's in a nutshell. And I never stopped doing that work, Corey, until January 2002, at the age of 91. And I'm glad I did, because I've had a health problem ever since.